This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. And if you're heading to Fremont tomorrow for the annual Solstice Parade, be ready for a large contingent of naked bicyclists. The parade's naked bike ride started in 1992. And in the 20 years since then, the number of participants has ballooned. And that's especially true when the sun shines, which is not always the case, but it will be tomorrow. The naked cyclists are now a traditional part of Fremont Solstice activities. But that doesn't mean public nudity is really legal. Attorney Lance Freyrier is here, and he's going to explain when you can and cannot be naked in Seattle. Hi, Lance.
Hello there.
So I recall that when the cyclists first started to participate in the parade, that the Seattle police and other officials said the activity technically was against the law. So why is it okay for cyclists to be naked tomorrow in Fremont?
Well, it really is up to law enforcement. Each city has the ability to make their own laws, and Seattle hasn't made a specific law regarding nudity, so they rely on the state law known as indecent exposure. When it comes to indecent exposure, it's basically defined as intentionally making an exposure of yourself that's likely to cause reasonable affront or alarm in others. So the police argument in this case would likely be if you're going to the parade, you know this is going to happen, so we're not going to penalize people because it's not going to cause reasonable affront and alarm if you're riding naked in the parade.
So what if I was planning to ride naked in the parade and I left my house three neighborhoods away naked because it was warm to ride to the parade?
Exactly. That's why this law is so broad, and you definitely don't want to risk anything you don't have to. If you happen to start naked at the parade, you're probably going to be okay. If you happen to ride from your house through a preschool playground naked, you're probably getting arrested.
A lot of the cyclists who will be in the parade wear very elaborate body paint. So if I'm fully painted as a cheetah, for example, are my chances of getting in trouble less?
I think it's a lot less in that case. Basically, the more you're exposed, the more reasonable it would be for someone to be upset by that. Personally, I wouldn't be upset by seeing a cheetah, but again, illegality is in the eye of the beholder when it comes to this law.
People might be upset. I am not going to ride naked. When is it not okay to be publicly naked in Seattle? Are there any definites written out?
I think anything that's purely sexual is going to be a hard time if people are being too amorous or on the beach and doing things they shouldn't be. If there's a complaint to a police officer, an officer has a lot of discretion to actually cite someone with indecent exposure in Seattle. Other cities throughout the state have much more strict liability statutes. For example, in Linwood, they have such a strong public indecency statute that it's actually illegal to walk to your mailbox wearing a thong. Even if you're wearing a shirt covering the rest of you, if some part of your buttocks is exposed, you're committing a crime.
I'm indecent. I'm talking about public nudity laws with Attorney Lance Freyrier. And so I'm getting the sense that in Seattle we're a little laxer than other places?
I think my take is the Seattle law enforcement, and it's part political, has made a decision to interpret the statute in a liberal way and focus on more important things than someone expressing joy at the solstice or something else and focus on more crime.
Well, so Fremont is on the Burke-Gilman trails. What if I was in that naked parade tomorrow, or it's not all naked, but if I was a naked cyclist in the Fremont Solstice Parade and I was just imbued with the joy of sunshine and I got on that Burke-Gilman trail and headed around the lake, what kinds of laws might I run into?
Well, let's see. Definitely you'd run into indecent exposure as a possibility. If you happen to pass by a child as you did that, there'd be a stronger level of criminal responsibility, more possible jail time. That would probably be it unless you got off the trail. Then there's criminal trespass. There's all types of laws that we all run afoul of all the time. It just depends if law enforcement focuses.
So what you're telling me, what I'm hearing at least, is that a lot of this just depends on a complaint being made unless a police officer happened to see me in one of these places naked.
Exactly. A lot does depend on a complaint being made. And from what I've seen even recently, I was recently made aware of a case of a person jogging in one of the Seattle parks after hours, basically naked, a gentleman, and he wasn't even cited with indecent exposure. He was instead cited for criminal trespass because he was in the park after hours.
So this is about a public space, and I'm thinking about a lot of reports we've heard of the bikini coffee bars, the barista bars. They're in a private establishment, so if they go topless, is that legal?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. The if we were going to use the indecent exposure statute, that actually does not require a public place. It used to require a public place. You can actually be cited in your own home, even exposing yourself to someone visiting your home, and if it's not in public. Regarding bikini baristas, it depends on the city. A city such as Redmond, they have a law that makes it illegal to expose any portion of the female breast, any portion of the buttocks. Definitely that barista stand is open to public view, and you would be running afoul in that particular city as a bikini barista if law enforcement chose to enforce it.
Which is the big caveat in all these cases, correct?
Absolutely.
So tomorrow, cyclists, be on the safe side. Maybe wear your clothes till you get to Fremont.
If you do that, you won't be needing my services.
Lance Fryer giving us the 411 on public nudity. Thanks so much for coming by.
Pleasure to be here.